This is to her I bring. This is to her I bring. Your holy presence living in me. Amen. Please be seated. Be ready. Watch. Because you don't know the time. Midnight, when we don't know. How annoying is it when we tell you to wait? Waiting to be on the list, waiting list. Waiting to get your results, GC results, waiting to be called for an interview, or waiting someone to come. How annoying is it? Because we don't know. When is it going to happen? But we are there still waiting. Waiting time, waiting time, waiting time. Today is a parable of the faithful servant is telling us about the end of time and the coming of Jesus Christ. When he will come, we don't know. But what we are sure that he is coming soon. As he went to heaven, he will come. When he was ascending to heaven, his disciple was looking up. And the angel came down and said, "What are you looking? Jesus that you see going, you will see him coming. But you have not to stay here looking where he's going, but go and do what he asked you to do. Go and preach his word to the world, because he will come and judge you according to what you've been doing." And he asked us to be faithful. Sorry. The importance of being faithful is just to follow the instruction of the master. Jesus said, "I'm not going to leave you orphans, but I'm going to be among you, the Holy Spirit, that is going to help us to follow exactly the instruction of our master." This parable is asking us to be ready and be dressed, lamp lit, to welcome the master. We should get ready for acting and not acting irresponsibly, but acting responsibly, because we know those who are going to act irresponsible, we know what will be the punishment. We have to get ready to open the master. He has gone. He is coming. We are waiting for him. Who is going to open us? Those who are ready. Those who are watching. When he knocks at the door, we are ready to open the master. And look at that door, how it is. Our door has got handle outside. But the door our master is knocking here has got no handle outside. The handle is inside. It's up to the person inside who is going to open that door so the master can get in. We have to be ready to open the door of our hearts so the Master will give us spiritual food and drink. How is she still sleeping? Why is the gospel telling us to watch and get ready? Because we are sleeping spiritually, not sleeping physically, but sleeping spiritually. We are son of God. Are we following the instruction of our Master? Are we doing what just He asked us to do? This parable of faithful servants is similar to the parable of the bridegroom and the virgin. In the bridegroom, we have got virgin and bridegroom, but here we have got master and servant. But the teaching is similar. We should get ready to welcome the Master because He is coming. What should we do now before He comes back to take us? What should we do? Brother and sister, God has given us a lot of things. He has God given us spiritual gift and earthly gifts. As in the parable of talent, each of us has got the talent, spiritual gift of healing, speaking in tongue, peace to others. Are we as a church using those gifts? We're coming here, we sit, we listen. Yes, I don't say that we don't do that. We listen to the word and we go out. What are we doing with the way that we have listened? Are we using correctly our gifts? Why are we limiting God's power? Because we say, He was, He is, and will be. God's miracle, have they handled? What are we doing with our healing gift? In the church here, what are we doing with our healing gift? Are we performing those miracles that Jesus did because He said, whoever believes in me will do what I've done, even great things? You know what? We are not doing that because we don't believe, really. We don't believe. Himself said, when the Son of Man comes, will He find faith? We are doubting within ourselves. When I do this, am I going to succeed? No, it is not here. You're thinking according to you doing that. But it is not you. It's the Holy Spirit, the gift of Holy Spirit that Jesus put in you, who is going to do that. It is not you. You are a human being. It is not yours. But it's the service of God. He asked you and me to do that. Not according to our will, but God's will. He will come and reward. Who will be rewarded? Because God is going to judge us and reward us according to what we have been given, as we had there. Those being given much will be asked more. Those being given less will be asked less. Look at the parable of miners. The amount was the same. One miner to everybody. But they used them differently. Some get 10, other 5, 2. In the parable of talent, some get 5. They were different amounts. 5, 2, 1. The one who gets 5 went and multiplied, get 5 more. The one who gets 2 add 2 more, doubled, and they was rewarded. The one who gets left start accusing his master and didn't do anything to that. And what was the result? Take it give it to those who have got more. We have been giving more, we will be asked more. We are being less, and we will ask less. This means Jesus is giving us a truth preaching here that sinning unknowingly we will have less punishment. Those who don't know but sin, less punishment. But those who know and sinning willingly will have a great punishment. Like we see that in hell there are different of punishment. Those who know the gospel, I know he taught me, the master taught me to do this, but he's not doing, will be punished, will be rewarded according to what we have been given. God have given us earthly blessing, education, health, wealth. How are we using our education system? How are we using social services? We are sometimes abusing that. If you have got means of you are able to work, get up, go and work, contribute to help those vulnerable people. But there are those who are able even to work, but they are sitting there. They try just to abuse our system. How are we abusing, how are we using our NHS system? How are we using that? How are we using our wealth, resources, land? How are we using them? Brother and sister, the time is coming when each of us will be asked, what have you done to what I gave you? Are we faithful servants like the master who is coming on, came down, put his cloth at the table, start serving his servant there, like himself Jesus, the master who humbled himself, became a servant? He said, the Son of Man didn't come to be served, but to serve and give his life in a ransom to others. What kind of servant will we be? We have to ask this question. What kind of steward will we be? Will be we reward? Are we going to be those stewards wasting the time drinking? Or say, oh, the master is delaying. I may do this. But acting this way, we heard in the gospel what the master is going to do to us. We have not to delay things, we have to get ready. We don't know the time. We don't know the day, but it's coming. He will took ask each of us, not your husband with you, no your children, no the priest. Each of us will be asked. We are God's son, and we have to act responsibly to what God has given us. The punishment is not general. The reward is not general. It is for each person. So we have not to misuse our gift. When we are preaching here, at the end they ask, if someone has something to add or something struck you, why? Because Each of us has got those gifts. Brother, the gift to preach is not only for priests here, any member of the congregation. God has put that spirit within him. When I'm preaching, when I'm saying, the Holy Spirit struck you in you. Add something more that you have to share with others. This is what God is asking us to do. You have not to keep it for yourself. You have not to be selfish. You have to share with others. God will ask you, yeah, that day when Louis was preaching, please. There was something that struck you. I reveal you something to tell to the congregation. Why did you keep it for yourself? Why didn't you share to the congregation? Because this is going to help them to grow spiritually. They may be mistaken somewhere, but with your light, what you have shared to them, they will, oh yeah, I didn't know that it was like this. God has put his spirit within us. So, with this time of waiting, we Christians should not live like non-Christian. Those who have got Holy Spirit should not live like those who has got that. This is what God is expecting from us. To us, act responsibly. What he has given us. Wisdom. Healthy things. Spiritual gifts. We are not orphans. We are rich. Because everything that was his, he gave them to us. He I give you. Are we going to go to bury our water gift and start accusing him? Oh God, I know you are this kind of person, you are angry. I went there to keep it, so when you come back you get what you gave me. Oh, we say, wicked servants. I didn't ask you to go and hide it. I've got a lot. But that what I gave you is for you to use it for the congregation, to use it for your community. Brother, the time is coming. Jesus is coming back. And each of us will be rewarded according to what we have been given. Amen.